getting that cabin in the woods, and I'm gonna go walking around. And then they'll hear like some twigs break behind her, and they're like, "Stop! Are you watching me? I hope you like the show." And then they cut to the music where it's like, think that's the Halloween one, because Friday the 13th's the yeah, I got that wrong. So suck it, nerds. Welcome to the Daily Dumbass. I am Dipshit Dal, and today we are going to be discussing superstition. Superstition. Yeah, today is Friday the 13th, so why not? While recording this episode, I have done a crisscross applesauce type line of catnip for my black cat to just kind of zig and zag around me throughout this recording. Recording this episode while walking underneath plenty of ladders and shattering mirrors. I have the ladder set up right over the cracks on my sidewalk. Actually, I said fuck it, and I bought a whole pallet of ladders, and I lined up all of those fuckers where I conveniently have to step on a crack underneath each ladder that I walk underneath, shattering a mirror while my cat does crisscross applesauce in front of me. So that's how I'm going to be handling and celebrating this Friday the 13th. I'm also going to discuss the different Friday the 13th movies, because why not? I was going to talk about some other stuff, but who gives a fuck? No one's listening anyways. So, Friday the 13th movies, if you don't know, they're about Jason Voorhees. Well, not the first Friday the 13th, that one's about his mom. And then all of a sudden, at the end of that one, spoiler alert, a special needs child jumps out of the lake that he had been drowned in for about 20 years. Not decomposed at all, and the dude never became a floater or popped up or anything. And then cut to the second one. He is a bad motherfucker. Like, this 7-year-old or this 10-year-old jump out of the lake with a water brain, and was able to then on his own live in the woods and in a year's time become a jacked motherfucker who walks pretty quick and can swing a machete like no other. And he's got a big thing for killing these campers slash it's always like we gotta show up early and we gotta set up camp, and it's always the first week of summer, and it's always these high school people who are in the 80s, and you know, they gotta have sex and they gotta do some drugs and they gotta do some drinking, and you know, that whole scream scenario of that's how you die. And there's gonna be a usually in the opening scene of any of these movies, there's a perky blonde walking around topless, and then she's like, "Oh my God, I'm just wandering around here, and I'm gonna get naked in the woods, and I'm gonna go walking around." And then they'll hear like some twigs break behind her, and they're like, "Stop! Are you watching me? I hope you like the show." And then they cut to the music where it's like, I think that's the Halloween one, because Friday the 13th's the yeah, I got that wrong, so suck it, nerds. It's Friday the 13th, okay? I'm smashing glass and kicking cats or whatever it is that you do, smoking crack under ladders. Those are the superstitions, I think. And then eventually Jason, he gets bored of killing campers, and or the world ends and people have to come visit, and they land in Camp Crystal Lake, and then they take him to space, where in one scene he kills two I believe that one shot in the 90s or early 2000s, so there was big time for big boobs. And Jason goes to space, or Jason X, that's what it is, it's Jason X. There's two big-breasted women, and they're sitting there, and they're like, "Hey, Jason, how are you?" And they start waving at him and everything. I think they kind of put him in the metaverse for that to work out. They put gave him an Oculus Rift, and they let him rift through stuff, and these simulated girls were like, "Jason, come here! We need to blow you, Jason!" And he like cocks his head sideways like a cocker spaniel and walks over after they each crawl in, or they crawl into sleeping bags, and then cut to him just smashing the sleeping bag up against a tree. And comical. It's comical how they kept him just going and going and going and going. And then eventually Jason went to hell. And I'm not sure where he was at whenever he was a 10-year-old water brain child, but he went to hell after he went to space. So take that, Bezos and Pete Davidson. Duh, I'm Pete, and just let me say that Jason went to hell before me, and he's a better man for it, you know. But I went to space before Kanye, so yeah. Does that make me a better man? No, but I mean, he's never been to space, dude. And it's a terrible Pete Davidson impression. But yeah, you know, superstition. And after Jason went to hell, he then comes to fight the infamous Freddy Krueger. And whenever he fights Freddy, it's kind of a villain on villain scenario. And I remember going to watch that one in theaters. Good stuff. For the time, not really. You know, that was before Batman versus Superman. That was before this whole Marvel universe. They were attempting, and whenever they died, people were like, "Oh, they're gonna die and they're gonna pop back up at Michael Myers's house. Oh, they're gonna die next to a pot of gold." And then they're gonna have to fuck the leprechaun in the next movie. They're gonna die, and then Charles Lee Ray is gonna do a voodoo curse on them, and then they're gonna be Chucky's little bitch. Oh, they're gonna die, but then a red balloon's gonna float up, and Freddy's gonna be like, "Well, do they float?" And then Pennywise is gonna be like, "Sure! Sure they float. And down here, you'll float too." And Jason's just gonna be like, "Should have had a movie where Jason fought Michael Myers, and it was just them roasting each other. Michael standing there, Jason standing there, then Freddy's like hype manning it up. Oh, Pennywise is like, and you know, that's the scenario we got working on. But yeah, it's Friday the 13th, and that's what I had to cover on superstition. I was gonna talk about, oh fuck it, why not talk about it? I got time. I got nothing to do at the moment other than paint my house, which is what I've been up to as of late, is painting the house. And let me tell you, whenever Huckleberry Finn, the famous Huckleberry Finn, would convince his I'm so, the you know the Disney movie Huck, Tom and Huck, Huckleberry Finn, I think that's what it was called. Whatever, fuck off. You know, whenever I'm painting, my kids are like, "What you doing, Dad?" I'm like, "Oh, you know, I'm just having fun painting the house." And they're like, "That's gay. I'm gonna go watch YouTube." I'm like, "All right." I mean, it didn't work out me being like, "Hey, this is really fun." They were just like, not doing that. And that's how that went. So painting my house, and have yet to convince people that they should also be painting the house. A lot of supervisors with clipboards wandering around here being like, "You missed the spot. I see a run over there. Do you want to do it?
No. You got this. You're doing all right. Just telling you where you messed up.
Thanks, guys. So fucking great. And then the book that I've listened to as of late, I finished it. I started the episode a while back that was the Who Killed Barry Seal. And now that I've finished that book, there's five books in the series written by Sean Atwood. Really good books. There's the Pablo Escobar, and then there's the Cali Cartel. There's Who Killed Barry Seal. There's one that's like The Road to Epstein, that's like mentioning all these different ones, and then one that's hashtag Clinton body count. Mark that. Friday the 13th. We are 10 minutes 28 seconds in, and Clinton body count was said and probably going to be assassinated. So, whatever. The books are pretty interesting. The guy who reads it sounds like a this is not a disrespect to whoever's reading it. The dude's voice reminds me somewhat of a Norm Macdonald. And that's pretty cool whenever you have a interesting voice doing the audio reads. And on the Who Killed Barry Seals episode that I had released back in September, I believe, I had went through all the different it just passed 11/11, make a wish, it's superstition. Whenever I was doing that episode, I had only went up to about halfway through it and then relayed the message through, the via stone telephone segment that I do here on occasions when I occasionally do a podcast and I occasionally stay on topic. The Barry Seal book, interesting, and it talks about how Barry Seal recalled and had like different things written down about his case. And the I found it really interesting whenever they were talking about how he would call the White House and the vice president would answer. And he had was it George? Not W, but the first Bush. I almost said Washington. Yeah, he had the first Washington's number. He was flying coke back in the day whenever we first settled this great country and became whatever the fuck we are. No, but he would call the White House. Like, he was arrested or being detained by cops at one point in this book, and check it out. They're fascinating listens. Sean Atwood, they're available on Audible. There's he's got five bangers out. They dive deep on shit. And he was able to call the White House and the vice president, answer the phone of the time, and he was just able to get away with a lot of shit. And he was also flying for the Medellin cartel from Colombia and working with Pablo Escobar. And the Republicans in this book, it states, okay, I'm not the one who came to this conclusion, I'm just relaying what they state in this book. In this book, they state that the Republicans were having the cocaine brought into different parts of United States. Now, Florida started getting hot because it's right there on the coast. All these like different big city areas were getting hot to too hot to trot because of these they're getting too hot to trot because those cities were always constantly watched and everything like that. But where do they decide to go? Mena, Arkansas is where they're unloading a lot of this cocaine from Colombia. And so they're offloading a lot of this cocaine from Colombia. And while they're offloading this cocaine from Colombia, Barry Seal is just working both ends of this while feeding information to the government about who he's delivering the cocaina from, and also, still making lots and lots of money off of the cocaine. This should be a drinking game. Each time I say cocaine, you guys should have to. I'm not gonna say do a line of cocaine because I've never done a line of cocaine. You do a line of cocaine every time I say cocaine, you're gonna die real quick. I don't know. Take a shot each time I have said it, and you're asleep by this point. So there you go. But they would send it off into Arkansas, and supposedly, allegedly, from this book, what I gathered from it, they were talking about how the Republicans had this kind of deal going on where they were bringing the cocaine, like allowing the cocaine to flow into the United States, into certain states, but then providing certain dealers within the areas where there would be Democratic people. So, all right, this conspiracy tunnel, 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 tunnel. So, these Republicans were allowing the cocaine to come in to areas, kind of like unwatched areas. And then they would have dealers get set up in these Democratic-led places. So, these cocaine dealers would set up shop in these cities where the Democratic kids would be going. And they were basically trying to get the Democratic kids hooked on drugs. That way they would be able to like push their fight against drugs narrative and get more money from the cartel. Like it was a whole rotating economic system that they had going on. And it would have worked very well. So it still does work very well. I mean, now they're drugs of choice are just a different form, and they were coming from Afghanistan. Now probably one of the wherever fentanyl's big at is where we're now getting our pharmaceutical stuff to be coming through. Anyways, whatever. The thing is though is that they were setting it up so that way in these big schools where there was predominantly like elite children who were of the Democratic Party would be exposed to these drugs. And so that way it kind of just like shows hardworking class people that, they should be Republican and against drugs. Like their whole thing was just to kind of fuck with the lower class, because if you control them then and you control their thought process, then you could just make them vote red or blue instead of going libertarian. Dave Smith, 2024. But the it's not strange, or it's not really a conspiracy, seeing how Hunter Biden's crack top laptop is relevant information now. So I mean, it relays, it goes back to they're just trying to fuck over each other whilst fucking over other people to line their own pockets. Dave Smith, 2024. And the book's a fascinating book, and it's just interesting because I finished reading it. I don't remember. I tend to start books or series and then stop them about halfway through and then hop back into them. And I'm always starting them and thinking that they're going to be interesting, and then maybe I'm able to spin it off and do a 25-minute episode on it and talk about just the random shit from it. Sometimes I just stop doing like listening to that halfway through because maybe I stumbled upon a different podcast or a different subject. Like I'm kind of all over the place. Probably have ADD, probably like on the slight scale of the spectrum. I don't know. But yeah, it's a really good book by Sean Atwood, and it talks also about how whenever he was killed, he had the vice president's number in his pocket. It's the he was killed by Colombians, I believe. Now I'm just not stating facts. Now I'm just stating. Escobar had people going up to try and find this dude, and also, they had a $1 million bounty on his head. And it was $1 million, and I think that was for alive, half a million dead. So the dude knew some shit, and they were trying to silence him for that. And the government also kind of just didn't give a shit either. And, they had him, and he served his purpose, and they had a lot to lose if his story came out at the time, like while he was serving his final, wasn't really like a arrest. He was like not in protective custody. I don't know. It's a whole weird thing, but it's a good book. And the next one that I'm gonna do is the one leading up to who killed Epstein, hashtag Clinton body count, and what better way on a superstitious episode? I mean, one of the biggest superstitions since the internet's taken off could be the hashtag Clinton body count. Like, if you talk about it, it might happen. Is hashtag Clinton body count like the new Bloody Mary? If I, on the internet, say hashtag Clinton body count 3 times, does that pop up? I already did. So, shit. I'm dipshit Dallas, Daily Dumbass.